This is WWJ All Local.
Detroit police are investigating after reports of a suspicious package at Huntington Place. The call came in around 1:40 this afternoon. Detroit police confirming for WWJ that there was an unattended backpack, though what was inside is still unknown at this time.
After several challenges, the Line 5 tunnel project is now taking a step forward.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Detroit issuing an individual permit for Enbridge Energy for its proposed Line 5 tunnel. That's a four-mile pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. It's one of the layers of approval needed before the project can happen, and it's good news for Enbridge because about 2 weeks ago, the Michigan Supreme Court issued a decision that orders the Public Service Commission to reevaluate its approval of the tunnel project, saying that it needs to take more factors into consideration. In a statement, the Army Corps of Engineers said the proposal will meet the purpose and need for the project while maximizing protection of natural resources. Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
Residents in Ypsilanti Township are speaking out against a controversial data center project planned by the University of Michigan. Now, it would be located along Textile Road near Bridge Road if it comes to fruition and is in conjunction with the Defense Department in Los Alamos. Doug Winters, General Counsel for Ypsi Township, says the university is hiding what exactly they'll be doing on this site.
On 144 acres of virgin land filled with trees, woodlands on the Huron River is an absolute act of deception in regards to what they're going to do, and a betrayal of trust in regards to their stewardship by being a university that's supposed to be stands for the environment protection.
And Winters says choosing to put the data center in Ypsi Township is textbook environmental racism because they are targeting an underserved community with a high minority population. Now, U of M declined an interview but said in a statement, while Los Alamos National Laboratory plays an important role in the nation's national security mission, the U of M Research Computing Center is not a military installation or weapons production facility. No state or federal agency, nor the university or Los Alamos National Lab, has classified the proposed center as a Tier 1 high-value target risk. A public information meeting on the proposed site is set for September 9th.
Meanwhile, Tracy, one state representative, says data centers could be a positive for the state of Michigan. Residents and local governments have been pushing back on data centers moving into their communities. Moratoriums have been put in place to give city and township officials some time to further investigate data centers and whether they're appropriate for their communities. State Representative Mark Tisdale says AI data centers are becoming a more important part of the future of manufacturing here in Michigan.
Southeast Michigan, Rochester Hills, and Auburn Hills, we make more industrial robots in those two cities than any place else in North America. And artificial intelligence will put the brains into those industrial robots that we're building right here in Southeast Michigan. So this will be an integral part of our future success.
Representative Tisdale adds that because the state's population has stalled for decades, having robots that work autonomously may be necessary to keep manufacturing viable here in the state of Michigan.
The wife of one of the men who murdered Rochester Hills businessman Hussein Murray, Amanda Hernandez, was sentenced as part of a plea deal to serve anywhere between 4 and 20 years in prison earlier today by Judge Nancy Grant. Now, before the sentence was announced, there were a series of victim impact statements made to Judge Grant, including one from Hussein Murray's wife, Linda.
Amanda, maybe instead of looking for the easy way to get a house with a big yard, and if you and your husband had worked as hard as my husband did, you might have had one without planning to rob us and getting my husband killed. May you get the punishment you deserve for robbing me of the love of my life and the father of my children.
Amanda Hernandez exchanged 89 texts with Carlos Hernandez before and after Hussein Murray's murder, including ones where she hoped that the money earned from the robbery would allow the couple to buy a house of their own.
Michigan schools are now required by state law to play a role in preventing youth gun violence, but a new review shows that many of those schools are falling short. The Safe Home, Safe Schools legislation mandates that all kindergarten through 12th grade districts provide parents with resources on how to securely store their firearms. But Dr. Brenda Goss Andrews, a retired police deputy chief now with End Gun Violence Michigan, says that getting that information to families remains a major hurdle.
Our review found secure firearm storage information on 46.7 of public school district websites, slightly less than half. Unfortunately, we found no such information on more than half of the websites we reviewed.
State health officials say keeping guns locked and unloaded can drastically reduce youth suicides as well as accidental shootings.
A brand new 75,000 square foot Meijer is coming to Livonia.
Although it is still 1 week away from officially opening to the public, Meijer offered a sneak peek today inside of its latest grocery store here at the corner of Farmington and 7 Mile Roads. And yes, we say grocery store and not the supercenters many are accustomed to with the store chain across the state. This, in fact, only one of 4 Meijer outlets on a smaller scale that has opened, with Livonia being the latest. Sharon Griffin is store director here at the new 7 Mile location.
With this, we can get into the communities where we couldn't put necessarily a supercenter and be able to still serve the communities in our area, where you can come in and get what you need, just a little quicker in a smaller shopping.
75,000 square feet, however, is still the footprint of this location, which is indeed beautiful and opens to the public 1 week from today, Wednesday, August the 12th. The store replaces a former Kmart location that closed and has been abandoned here in Livonia for the past decade. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
A major piece of Metro Detroit history is getting a new lease on life.
Fair Lane, the Dearborn estate where Clara and Henry Ford lived for decades, is undergoing an extensive restoration. The National Historic Landmark has been closed to the public since 2010. Now, after years of painstaking work, the estate is preparing for a planned reopening next year.
When they came here, he wanted to make sure that their power source was generated by them.
Here's Austin Amy with the Ford estate. Say, what's one thing visitors really need to check out here?
Oh, got to go to the generator room here in the powerhouse. It is the hydroelectric plant. It just looks straight out of another world. It's mind-blowing. You got to take a look at it.
The goal isn't simply to restore an old house, a powerhouse, and a garage where Henry tinkered into his 80s. It's to preserve a place that tells the story of the Ford family, Dearborn, and the development of Metro Detroit. Again, the Henry Ford Fairlane Estate expected to reopen to the public next summer. In Dearborn, Tim Pamplin, WWJ News Radio, 950.
$2.2 billion. That's the total economic impact from Lake St. Clair over the last year, with millions of annual visitors. That's according to Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, who says the sewer drainage issues are being remedied as well, thanks to the work of the county's Public Works Commissioner, Candace Miller.
She is very focused on making sure that we're building more capacity so we don't have to discharge into the river, even if it is treated and it's allowable because of some standards at the state. So she has done a great job of trying to figure out how do we do the sewer separations within municipalities, knowing there's a tremendous cost associated with that to the municipalities, but getting some federal funds and support from the state and even the county.
Hackle made those remarks at his annual State of Lake St. Clair address earlier today. He says the lake supports 18,000 jobs as well as 62 marinas.
A fire at a Clinton Township condo has killed one person and injured another. Now, fire crews were called to Sutton's Bay Drive around 8:30 this morning for smoke that was coming from a home. Two people were found inside the house. Once the fire was extinguished, one person was pronounced dead at the scene by first responders and the second was taken to a local hospital. The investigation of what caused this fire is underway.
There's an effort to get a 13-year-old child extradited from Ohio after he allegedly shot his father in the back.
Authorities will have to decide whether a 13-year-old will face charges for allegedly shooting his father twice in the back, then taking the family car and dog and driving to Ohio. The father will survive, but that 13-year-old was arrested. Roxanne, she lives in this Rosedale Park neighborhood where the shooting happened yesterday.
Your kids are so unpredictable. You never say what your child won't do. And I think today's problem is that we're giving these kids too much. You know, back in our day, we got slapped, you know, at any thought.
Now, still a lot of questions to be answered. What about the gun and the reason for the shooting? Authorities are saying that the child may have been disciplined and didn't like it. Reporting from Rosedale Park, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Detroit police are looking for the driver connected to a critical hit and run involving an e-scooter that took place on the city's east side.
Investigators say a woman riding the e-bike was hit last Thursday afternoon near West Falia and Lyndhurst. Police say the driver ran a stop sign before hitting the woman and then took off. The suspect's vehicle is described as a red Chrysler 300 model years 2006 through 2010 with no license plate. Police say it should have front end damage, including a missing fog light cover, along with extensive damage underneath the vehicle. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detroit Police. Jeremy Jenkins, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.